Hey guys, we have a new episode for you. Click the link in the bio to listen. Thank you.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hey boys.
Hey girls.
Welcome back to Destruction. Singles Pamela here is
Dr. Trigon.
And Trigon is to
I'm taking over. Okay guys, so first of all, you know, thank you for listening so far. Thanks for, you know, patronizing. Thanks for listening. You can catch us on Google Podcasts at the Dish Dog Show. I don't know why it's fast. It's the first one.
Like using the old, my old then insurance vibes. Cause I used catch us on Google Podcasts. It's actually very easy. Just go to Google Podcasts.
Okay. Then YouTube at the Dish Talk Show. Instagram at the Dish Talk Show.
That's me, Papi Show.
Go away. Apple Podcasts.
Spotify.
And then Spotify.
Yeah, always on Spotify. Please don't say, well, I don't have Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts. Yeah, Spotify
is great. Are YouTube?
Yes, I YouTube at the Dish Talk Show. And we are going to be doing something new. The Dish Talk Show is going to be doing 50 faces. So this is where we feature 50 Nigerians and introduce them to the world per se by telling you what they do and how they do it, just to inspire you and just to show you that what Nigerian youth aren't lazy. So if you want part of the 50 faces and you're listening to this, just send a message in, and you're in Nigeria, send a message to us on Instagram at the Dish Talk Show, or send an email at easyco.net@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Let's bounce into this episode.
So what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about boys.
What kind of boys?
Sexy hot boys.
Damn.
So, yeah.
So what do you know about boys?
So wait, you don't throw it, you boy, you're throwing that.
Yes, I have to throw it to you. Yeah, I know myself. What's your experience with boys? You be cisgender.
And transgender. Okay, so boys. I don't even want to talk about something because I'm tired of brief. Wow, boys, you guys are stressing me out. I have one question for you, Martin.
Yeah.
Are you people mad?
Yes, we are mad.
Are you serious?
Yes, we have issues, but we don't know what we have.
No, for you.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
We don't actually know that we have issues. And if eventually we find out that we have issues, we're like, how now? Delusion by it. So yes, we're mad.
What do you guys like?
We like food, soccer.
I feel like you're telling me what you like.
Okay, they're like me.
What do you think guys generally like? What do you guys like?
We like sports. We like making money. We like flirting with babes.
Wait, we're answering your question. When boys are gathered in me, what happens?
Okay, so it depends. It could be tech stuff, it could be soccer, it could be movie, it could be usually babes. Babes usually the main
question.
Yeah, it has to be babes first, then sports before food.
So when you guys are like, do you guys fall for each other?
No.
Like,
for who?
No, like
when boys they come out, they walk naked,
no, but like,
on the web boxers.
Like, are you guys like
uptight and
appropriate?
No, it's not possible.
So it's like you guys like cracking out, laughing.
Yes, we laugh.
What would you fart? Yeah.
See, can have fun, I will laugh. Yeah, it's not that deep.
So imagine like you guys chatting it up like you said, and then the beep just passes by.
Oh, everybody's turning to that beep.
Yeah, what would you answer?
Be like, damn, that beep, man. Who's that beep? I'm sabi. Who's sabi?
Who's sabi?
Yes, now who's sabi?
Nobody sabi.
Nah, then this is best. Someone has got a blocker.
Who?
The one that's the most confident.
The alpha.
The one that's the alpha, the most confident. Who blocker? Or the finest one that thinks it's the most confident as well.
You have the finest one.
You know, if you be, we know the guy with the block beeps the most.
It's okay, you guys are like, go and block her.
Yeah, I go block her.
Why? You can't block her.
Most of us are not scared now.
Scared of what?
I fear of rejection. I don't mean to be rejectors. He's confident because maybe he has
a track record. Reject. He's in a track record.
Yes, now. Of blocking beeps and they assign him. So
how do you guys know his track record?
So based on what he tells us, based on what we see him with, we're seeing with different babes, different days.
What if they are just asking for direction or
we don't know yet. So when we ask him, he's like, people are blocked. Yes, now. And I just meet her for streets, man. Just, you know, let's say
about lie.
Sometimes, well, most times I feel like they lie. Other times, just it's like fantasy for most of us. That I'm gonna say most of us, I used to block babes. Shasha, when I don't have confidence, it's fantasy for me hearing can block babes, like they'll answer you. This is like, oh wow, it's great, it's like great news for us. So we're like, we're living by curious,
like, yeah, you got like pastor telling his miracles that are going on in his life. So you can say, wow, if it happened for you, I believe it's gonna happen for
me. And without even that, I don't think the confidence is pushed. Let me tell you the truth, the confidence from that guy's, you know, escapades does not push to the rest of the group. It's not like, oh, because you can do it, you can do it. They're not looking for whether they can do it. Some people that cannot do it don't believe they can do it. They believe they can never do it.
Why?
I don't know why.
Have you ever met a guy that's like, doesn't get babes?
Yes.
Ah.
It probably doesn't. Most guys don't get babes.
Are you serious, for real?
Well, that's why I feel shy. Or they can come out like that, they get babes.
Okay, but you know that they don't get.
Some don't get babes.
Like when you're around, like in a group and a babe. Okay, for example, you guys like, around like hanging out like in a group outside. I want to create a scenario. Okay, you guys are out with girls, but like group of girls here, but most girls, some girls, like four girls and maybe five guys, right? Maybe five girls and five guys. Mm-hmm. Three of the girls are going after one guy, one of the girls going after one guy, one guy approach one girl and she accept. No girls is even looking his way. Mm-hmm. Is the situation ever happen like that?
It happens like that. So the guy, if he does the artist,
I wonder what goes on his head.
That way, he's like, fuck, I know fire. Fuck.
Wait, I see you.
Yes, now. I said, oh, I know fire. No hot. But you maybe
that's how he looks.
Probably, or energy. But.
Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up.
Or probably he. Okay, in that situation now, he has two ways. There are two ways he can respond. Is that he just converted and just keeps quiet and just watches everybody nodding head? Or. He pleases everybody by trying to add spice to everybody's gist, just so I can feel I'm wrong.
Wait, okay, so do you feel like most guys like that don't even bother?
Yes, they don't bother. And
but so they like girls.
They love girls. So
they even like girls
more. Yes. So there are two responses to that situation. Again, hating the women or blaming them for it. You know, not looking.
Incel.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah. Or. It's like, I'm always like, if you
can work out, they actually do hate women, like, guys.
Some,
like,
yes, now, like, they be like, fuck them, I beg. From see, which one, should they wear self? I beg, fuck
them. They can't lay, and they
can't bed. You find any.
They say, they're scots.
You find anything to justify.
Ah, so the incels also exist.
Incels, what do you mean, they also, they are plenty here.
I know.
They even know they not past where they
are. I know. No, even they say they go 10 years, 15 years.
I don't think so, my dear.
But they say you go, there's an incel
that compares
without
having. You can do the statistics, so. You can do the statistics.
Nigerian guys, he gets now.
My guy.
Who he gets?
Which gets?
It's full everywhere now.
We cannot lie for you. Okay. It depends on intelligence of the babe. Or, you see, they can succumb to less intelligence.
To knack.
Just because of knacks.
That's the goal. Whether, you know, they give out, okay, fill up this questionnaire.
No. Like, his type is not there.
Wait, all these details, they get type.
They want the hottest babes now.
They are idiots.
But because, yes, the one they want, they wind them. Look for the biggest catch.
They crease, as in they look like monkey.
Yes, now.
Now it's because it's.
I mean, what do you want them to do? Look for.
Settle for. Yes, how do you want them to
do? Oh, my ego.
Knock now.
For person can't taste now. Nah, I taste with that now.
It can't look like gorilla. It can't have this. Shame on you.
That's what we gotta lie for exactly.
And then I've been just the hottest bit.
They want the hottest. The
funniest thing is, I'm not gonna say I'm fine.
No, she's hot, don't mind her.
Nah.
Shut up, I'll continue to say.
No hits the ugly community. Yeah, there's some guys, you know, physically and mentally alright, that are like chasing me. I'm like, why do you think that I would get a chance?
It's just, you know,
like you're delusional.
Delusional and self belief, man. The another one is those incels that are now rich and now make sure that they have money. Like, you know what? My money will be this big.
But hot girls will still come, because even in Niger, hot babes will still come. If you make money,
it's true, if you get bad.
The baddest babe, get the baddest.
Actually.
The country, if you make money. So the baddest babe, is her father is a... Her father is one of these... We're reading something that day about like the billionaire... Valley or billionaire role that
the farms.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
My father is one of those. So see the fuck I. She's asking more money than you.
Oh wait, that's not all. It's not all babes that are hot.
Bobo, outside the country,
yeah.
It's easier. Like if you get money, if you're a bastard, if you're rich here, yeah, you can get the hottest. When I say the hottest babes, yeah, the upper echelon, you get them for sure. I'm not. Mm-hmm. Any girl that says like yourself, like you bagger. If you have bastard money, bag the baby. If you ugly like Cheche, if you have bastard money, bag the hot baby Nigeria. You cure that problem that you had.
Actually, it's bad. It's busy for those guys.
Outside the country, though, you need more than money.
What else do you need?
Because the hottest babes there, you can get Miami babes like those ones.
Because I know that.
That yes, they are hot, but like those class. That's what I'm saying. Like, let's say there's a spectrum, and it falls within. The baddest babes, yeah, that is talking about physical appearance, personality, you know, intelligent, like bad babes, right? Down to, you know, ugly churches, and the middle is like all those girls anywhere, bikini for Miami. Really.
So that's what most girls are looking for. Those are sex, and these girls are hot.
Blabs, just what I'm trying to say. If we have money in Nigeria, using that same spectrum, putting in Nigerian perspective and saying that spectrum of Nigerian babes, yeah, baddest babes, the middle ones, and the. You can bag any babe on that spectrum if you have money. But in outside the country, if you have bastard money, the possibility of you bagging every babe on that spectrum is very low. That's what I'm trying to say. You bag babes. Okay. Yes, you're bagging a court babe for sure. But there are some babes you can't see bag because of your money. If actually with this, the broke guy, the broke black guy with the big. She will still have the problem outside. That's why the incels here. Yeah, most of them are fucking rich. Their parents are rich, but they're not see getting laid.
Personality is awful then.
Their personality is awful.
That's just the only thing. If you have money and you're ugly, you make it up with your personality. So at least you get something.
That's why, okay, now let's talk about that. So now these guys are now doing nice guy. They call them the nice guys, right?
I see.
Yeah, but they were initially incels. Because see, they really need to have intercourse, or they need to have interaction with female, because they're straight, they're not gay, and they're not pedophiles. Some incels go the pedophile way because it's easy to manipulate, but it still doesn't give them that gratification of, yes, I pulled this babe. They are just, to be honest, I think incels are looking for that gratification of, I pulled her. So when an incel actually gets a girl's attention, they usually blow it by bragging too much about it, because they've never seen it before. It's like gold to them. So now,
yeah, I mean, I won't go.
So now, they try the nice guy approach. They go through the whole phase of, I hate women, fuck women, when this be raped, blah, 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 some rubbish, stupid thing you're talking about. Then go to, I'm trying to be very nice. And then that's how they try to be nice. And these people are, they're getting attention from girls, right? As friends.
So they were doing the nice thing.
You understand?
And it's friend vibes.
See the friend zone there. But finally, are getting to hang out with girls. Girls are talking to, oh my God. They, in fact, they call him more than they call the guys. They like, he's getting some attention, but he's not getting laid. He's being friend zoned. But yeah, at least an upgrade, you get.
Oh, pain.
You get to see them change their bra, change their pants in front of you.
What? No, I don't do.
But you can't, because they're still not attracted to your physical appearance, they're attracted to your emotional self, your mental self, because you're masking to that kind of nice guy, very nice, and helpful. So therefore they've been friend zone, but like physical appearance, they're like,
oh, with another guy, we don't see, you know what, baby, I need to knock. I never knock.
We not knock you.
No, get me your friends now. Who do you think will be chosen?
Nobody. She has introduced you to all her friends because she's not threatened by you, her friends snatching you out. She knows that.
I know that if it's a friend zone thing, like if they actually come in friends, then you're like, hey, I want to knock. Like, so just for me, I want to knock. She's a friend. She actually, you know what? I have.
She friend. Knows you want to now. Let me tell you something about girls friend zoning, guys. We know you want. See, when a girl friend zones a guy, it's because she doesn't want to knock you. Every guy wants to knock.
Okay.
Every guy's natural default. The default thing is knock, right?
No argument.
It's before before a relationship or anything that the thing they men knock, right? Mm-hmm. In her own head. See, let me just paint a picture for you. A girl sees you. You guys see each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's attracted to you. You know, boys naturally they want to knock, right?
Mm-hmm.
But girls not naturally want to knock, but guys, I'm looking for who to knock, right? She see you, and naturally you want to knock, and she see you and she likes you, she'll knock you. She can't even knock you that day. I'm not even lying to you. Mm-hmm. Because the problem is, the reason why most girls are not knocking daddy that day, because you you guys are fucking mad. That's why I say actually. That's what I ask you. I people mad.
Mm-hmm.
You people, you men are the one that shame us for knocking on the first day.
Oh yeah, dude.
But you guys now want to knock
on the first day.
How can marketing be down?
That's bad.
Ah, it was too easy. That I'm mad.
That's actually bad. Yeah. That's the thing. Because of how long it took them to get knocks, like
You still cheat on her at the end of the day and knock another person. What's the point?
Yeah, and you're the one that's actually the goal.
Like, you might even stick with her like, because you knocked her so many times. So, like, let me tell you, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually.
Let's use the two scenarios. A girl, right? You bag her. She knocks you that daddy because she's so attracted to you,
mm-hmm.
which I feel she has in front. She's not a hoe. She's just attracted to
you. Doesn't make her a hoe.
That's.
Mm-hmm.
Women, if they like you, they can fuck you that day. It's within minutes. Like, let's go. Because, my gosh, you're sexy. Let's go. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But, let's say, there are two girls. Let's say two girls, but two different scenarios. Or let's say, same girl, but like two different girls, two different scenarios. The first girl sees him. She likes him. She knocks him that day. Right? The guy goes out the next day. Now, that's another question I want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
You still have opportunity to knock. Even on future, for the future, to future, why cheating does be?
Mm.
You understand what I
mean?
So she goes to her and says that she's too easy, right?
Mm.
This now second babe, he didn't knock her for like a month. He finally knocked. Mm. Then after ever since that, they not start knocking consistent because they broken the whole thing. Like we have already started knocking, so you might as well continue knocking, right?
Mm-hmm.
She needs to get bored of her.
Mm-hmm.
To and goes to. So what's the point of wasting time?
I just feel like I think that's just it.
And you see the value both of them. Mm-hmm. What's the point?
Yeah, you know me. You're making it worse for everybody. They're actually making a lot of sense because you're making it worse because you're not interested in loving. You don't have to say. You just have to just knock.
Like, come back. As a boy, yeah. If I was a boy, I would, and I want to just knock. And I'm attracted to the girl. She knocks me, which was great. Going to continue to knock now forever. Mm-hmm. See, she says she doesn't want to knock. Maybe she wants to maybe get into a relationship. She doesn't want to get into a relationship. Maybe she doesn't want to get into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to that part actually. If she doesn't want to get to a relationship, she wants to get to a relationship, we will still knock. When she said, oh, I don't want to, if she says, I don't want to get to a relationship, I want to date another person. Mm-hmm. It will pain you. But since knock is like a scarce commodity in the men community, why not secure a babe that sure knocks, sure head, you get.
Mm.
Like, why are you ghosting her?
Nah, that one, I don't work.
It's too easy. It's just,
it's too easy. I was
like, let me go, you know, because, okay, I feel because you bagged that, you just kind of pulled that. It's definitely that. I can pull babes.
Yeah. We got no life for you. I think it's just, you've already missed out very long. I just want to say, as you missed out in a long time, finally just got it. Like, hey, if you finally got it, you know what to lose.
Exactly. You're not the crazy.
You know what to
lose. I say you're not the crazy.
I'm not like to you. I don't know the reason why. It's a power thing. It's also.
It's madness.
It's not power. It's a
mentally
validation thing. Because I'm looking for.
She just the validation.
So, guess who you're studying this to? Obviously, not to other girls.
So, and you're studying to these guys.
Guys. Now. So, that's what I'm saying. It's like.
But it's
validation
like,
from.
See, I get it. This. So, like, I guess if he's actually fucking a girl, like, he didn't go start for real, but he's telling his guys, I'll go set up if it was too easy. I actually get that one for validation bragging.
Mm.
But for real, he's actually trying that being those being He's not actually joking about you now in those being when snacks is scarce in the community.
How's he dumb?
Guys sit down for hours in the room talking about but you had an opportunity to call it babe. I'm going to ask you a question. You have an opportunity to call it babe, but like, what are you doing? Let's snack. Like, okay. You have like Sean asks, and you say no, you want a dish cup now. Are you mad in the head? Yes, it's guys.
I swear.
So wait, answer that question.
Yeah.
Is it possible for a guy, you know, in guy community, boy community, man, is it possible for a guy to not get babes for a long time, trouble for like for a whole year, right?
It's possible now.
Wait, I'm afraid. Okay. And then finally, bad, like a random, like right, like whoa, right? Won't believe that first, but she's all over him. Snacks. Wait, wow, right? What were you doing? That's
if I want to date her.
Hey, if I want to date her, yeah. Like, who's that?
No, I don't think so. After 1 year, boy.
You might have born now.
You'll be like, you want to see her every time, I guess.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure about that. After 1 year, we'll see, and they were looking for
like he was almost turning into an incel.
That deep.
Are you sure?
I don't think it was that
deep. Just take her for
granted. Take her for granted, then it's something actually wrong with.
He's probably going to say something wrong with her for her to want me.
Yeah. You will not project that.
She's too evil. Hey. She's slut. Therapy.
Actually, just suffering ourselves.
Yeah, counseling.
I don't know why. What are you not thinking?
I don't know. That's why we think you guys are mad. It's madness.
Someone like me, if I never laugh for 1 year and. Who is the oldest people on earth now? Let's say Fantana does
come back. How dare you? I didn't decide.
You know, calm down. I told you, get out.
That is Fantana to knock, right?
Yeah, let's say Fantana comes.
I'm talking about Fantana.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about body life.
Ain't that body life?
Like, a real life. Somebody may get saved.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? You get career, but you need fire. Is your career like Pacific Guest Sense? Apartments like Pacific Guest Sense, we get red penthouse.
I don't think that guy will ever lose that baby. If he does, that's the high level of dumbness.
What?
Oh, me. What the hell? I'll be her. I feel be her. What do they call her? PA. Yeah, and I'll be her PA. See her. What do you need today? So, what do you need? What do you want today, Pamela? What do you want today, Pamela?
What do I want?
Yes.
No, my name is not Pamela.
What's your name? Okay.
Benela. Hatana.
No, something else.
Saborini in Alicante.
You must be a Hana.
I know girls are good.
Wait. Let's just say Fantana.
Felifa. Fenane.
Okay, Felifa.
Fenele. Let's have him be Felele.
No, he cannot be Felele. I've never did that.
What?
Except as a nickname. Except as a nickname.
Felele. Felele, Felele.
Colombia.
Wait. What is emitting? I just come here.
Felele. Felele.
Felele. Let me finish now. You want me to laugh? I mean, what if as she call everything, right? That's right. Her name cannot be Felele, Felele.
If I don't laugh at someone's best day. If I don't laugh, I would love her.
Okay, ask me, what's your name?
What's your name? No, we have to be confident because she's intelligent. She's fucking clear. With her, QR gone. Yes.
She actually has like the most Ferrari.
Good. No.
Ferrari. Okay.
I'm like, hello, how are you? What's your name?
No, she's the one that pushed on
anyone talk to me.
Oh, hi. Look at your hair. You're so handsome. Oh, do you work here?
Yeah.
At Total.
Yeah, I do. I'm total. Total is total.
Use it. Say, you work at Total.
You work at Total.
No, you say yes. I work at Total. You say the French accent.
Yes. Thank you. Okay.
So you work at Total.
Yes, I work at Total.
No,
it's Total. I don't do Total. It's Total. No, Total.
So you work at Total.
Yes, actually pronounced Total.
Oh.
Yeah.
You work at. It's actually pronounced Total.
Total. I don't go to Total. I am serious now.
Exactly. Oh
yeah. That part. Exactly. Feeling that way.
You get me cool.
Oh hi, what's your name? You look so handsome.
I'm Martins. Thank you for the compliments.
You work at Toto?
Yes, I work at Toto. It's actually pronounced Total.
Oh, Total.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, what's your name?
Is it Dick?
Check in me. You know the funny thing there? I would laugh. I would like, what? Huh?
Is this old?
Where did your chin came from?
It's your chick.
Well, you're allowed to bring character.
How would I bring character? My nigga. That's how I react. This is me.
Spend money on this production. Don't waste.
This is how I react. I'm not for me for anything.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
So let's go see.
You work at Total?
Oh, yeah. It's actually pronounced Total.
Oh, Total.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Actually came to buy breakfast.
I thought you said you work at Total.
Yes, just beside. I just came to get breakfast.
We are Total right now. Total, really?
If you do Total nail, I'm going to buy breakfast now. I need to go to my office. Okay, don't break that. What am I doing here? I actually came to get something from the
program. My uncle sent me to buy sweets.
Go on.
Okay, so
you will never target him.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
My name is Martins. What are you?
Martins where?
I'm working now.
Oh, Martins working. That's a sexy name.
Martin. Oh, I like that. What's your name?
What? My name? You want to know my name?
Yeah, what's your name?
And I prefer you not to know my name.
Why? What's that?
I'm joking. I'm just pulling your legs.
Okay, so what's your name?
My name is
Elena Bella Latina.
So what's your...
I'll tell her who is pause. What's your name?
Elena Bella Latina.
So yeah.
No, you cannot pronounce Elena Bella. Go back to her. It's not possible.
But that's the way to pronounce me.
No.
I want to hear you say...
I want to say Elena Bella Latina.
Elena Bella Latina.
Okay, Does it sound bad? I'm like... Felele. Is that English? What language is that?
Money,
Felele Latina.
Okay, cool.
I'm leaving at everyone.
So wait, guys still like should I get it does
she don't try again it does
that
no not with this no, Felele.
So like see what they do where forget the Felele.
No, if you get like
what we call as what we give as
I'm gonna fails. After that fails.
But she had
yes.
She
what?
Is he like a event planner or event club
or producer?
Producer. Bells.
Now call up. Yeah, I'll call up. Hey Bells. Yeah, hey Bells.
Felele Belele.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna call you Bells.
I'm gonna call you Bells.
I prefer you call me Felele Belele Tina.
Jesus. Can I just call you Tina?
Felele Belele.
Okay.
Call me Tina. Belele Tina is mine.
Okay, it's the full thing. Felele Belele Tina.
Oh, you know, man is saying what I'm gonna need. That made me do need.
How many new cousins as they said?
I touches. You don't change your accent, right?
No, I will switch. I will switch up because I'm not Pelele because I know they're yeah. Send me pick picture.
I'm not Pelele.
Okay. I'm gonna say the two-way pitch.
Okay, cool. So guys, jelly to your campaign
because
they didn't. They want to have it. Okay, so you just like all those people that buy bottles of rosé or I don't even know what they're the most popping drinks in the club.
Yeah, just use rosé then. Ace of Spades or something.
Ace of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
Coin top.
I don't really know drinks.
Maybe one with the ring like bell when you stick fall on the floor.
Ring like bell.
Bing! Top, the stone shouts. It's a tequila.
What do you mean that?
If you fall on the floor, the tequila will shout. Bing!
You told me that one.
It's not a white tequila bottle like this. It's all metal.
It doesn't break.
It's break. But like, okay. It has like a bell on top. I don't know. Maybe the kids, this is their drinks. I don't even think they take for it.
Okay, that's expensive drinks.
I don't know what it's called. I don't know what it's called, but let's see Ace of Spain. You know, kind of guys that buy Ace of Spain and start pouring on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
They just blew money and they were broke for 1,000 years, you know? No, so maybe drinking chain, maybe $200,000.
Can it be in the retrospect of you've been broke for a while, then 50 came to your account, you just blew it?
That you're blowing it because you're excited.
Excited. But you don't want it to, finish.
Why, like you're using money.
Yeah. Is that the same thing with the babe?
Mm-hmm. Why do we don't want one money?
That means it's not the same thing with the babe thing. It's not the same thing.
Guys are like,
I beg.
Blowing it and drink, blowing your money or like buying, using your money to buy shit at the club and, you know, whatever, do whatever for pride.
Mm-hmm.
Is you actually drinking the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But like people that have been broke for a while, mm-hmm. but you might not buy a space now after
pouring. Like why then?
I saw a video of guys pouring. He bought a very gigantic bottle of like I think it's Ciroc.
Mm.
Like so anyway, he flubbed the club.
I hate that thing. I don't understand that logic. What are you trying to prove?
No, you're making the whole floor icky and
as for it's the rest worse of it. Exactly. What are you doing?
That's why I say men are people. Are you okay in there? Do you need help?
We men need help.
Do you men do you need help?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We need therapy. And we need we need a therapist that is not fine because we can get distracted again.
Hey, yes, so I don't feel for my
you work. Just wear a mask because you're hot. No, I'm not touching. I'm like, yeah, you can wear miniskirt.
I'm not going to wear miniskirt, I'm wearing long gown.
Oh yeah, hey, cool.
Yeah, so that's my selling
point. But your response.
I mean, my official appearance, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, you're fine. No, you are hot. I'm just saying that anything you do, the
guy, guess what's in a one chop like this?
It's with a
Peperi HLLG. On my graduation day, I'm having.
Is it what you wanted to regression that has to be what? No. Guess what it is? Royal. Don't worry. It will fall out.
Guy. What does you royal?
Yeah.
Get
have your.
Wait, can we see?
The Jaeger here.
They make it with royal.
It does the same thing.
Man. Like, instead of.
No, you say it was sauce. Is it?
The sauce, yes, mix it with now fish.
Mm-hmm.
Put the fish in the the prawns and all the crabs.
Mm-hmm.
Mix it with that issue
mm-hmm.
sauce. Ah, that's to be dummy.
How would you say that? Yeah, bro, is it
25? Yeah, go bring it in the ship.
In the ship,
big ship.
Oh, bro,
Shark. Shout out to Shark Express.
Thanks.
We're coming for you.
We're coming for you, actually.
Swear to God.
Chilaka.
This is not an ad, though, but we love Shark Express. Yeah. Shout out to you.
You see, who's like 7, yeah?
Eh?
You see, who's like 7 or 8.
You see, who? Tricky.
Okay, the Shark, but that bro is with 5.
The whole thing. Wait, I'll show you.
Ah.
The whole ship is like 5.
I want. I actually want.
It's like all the medemedes you ever imagine.
Corn that likes
corn, yeah.
Ah,
it comes with side of rice spaghetti.
Ah, on this earth, the thing we go won't join me after woman and child. Ah,
after already done the injury,
child, our babes forget.
Child don't injured permanently. I'm permanently crippled by child.
No, man, you do the funny. I never see another chance that I'll come this earth. I never blaze up. Speaking of Blaze.
Guy, you're going to Shark Express for sure.
Can't
wait.
Actually, can't wait. So hungry. So we stopped at how men will see the value, high value women.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not that women see that you're not high value and see.
No, we need therapy. We absolutely need therapy. There's no argument about this.
So yeah, so boys, I but that's what that's all we need.
No, we're not okay in the head. Okay, now let's now go into those guys that don't get lead with babes and have to now go to the other sex, the same sex, the anak.
Ah, that's not demographical.
They are not gay.
Hold on, let me pedestalize my personalize. So you mean like guys that don't get guys eventually, like call, eventually gay girls. Guys that don't get girls eventually end up fucking men.
The
gay guys prey on them, and those are demographic target market.
Do you understand? But how do you know? You can't see it. That's it. The thing is, one guy was telling me the other day, he was like, I don't know, Lagos, I thought it was a very city people. Say Lagos don't spoil you. Just they knock up and down, right? So I'm not like,
babes in there. Where the babes there? I don't know,
no, listen first.
That's what you were thinking, right?
Yeah, no. I was thinking, there's a normal thing that people know they do raw since. That's what I was thinking in my head for like 30 minutes talking about.
Wait, you thought you were talking about runs?
Yeah, I thought you were talking about babes. We were talking about gay guys.
No, sorry. You thought you were talking about runs.
Yeah, it was like, babes just did. And it was like, well, Lagos people don't spoil everywhere. Now everybody just did snacks.
Mm.
I was like, this is an old
what? You know
what? You're not getting it. That's not what you were
stressing. No. I'm calculating.
Okay.
Like, what?
But So it was just, I was now, you know, actually like, ah, it's not old gist now. Maybe today, the way the economy don't push up. But he was not telling me, no, I meant guys, like guys, don't they, in the sense of knacks, they knack them.
Who they knack them?
Politicians or something.
Oh.
Amale.
We didn't knock anyhow.
They didn't knock now because they need money. And I was like, oh. And I said, so that I said, this is what I guess. They're not guilt. They need money. They are presenting themselves with knack.
They are knocking in the bumble.
Yeah, and knocking them. They fuck them. They are the bottoms.
The ones that are collecting money are the bottoms.
Yes.
Ah.
That's what I was trying to explain now.
But wait, this man, women have buttholes now.
No, but men want men. The one that wants to knock out. Gay guys that want men.
So okay, it wants not men.
Men, yeah, now. So, and these guys are not gay, but they have to because of to make money. Because the minute they make the money, they are not their babes.
Hey, their butthole will be paining them, eh?
Otota, that's what I heard. You have that contract.
Come back here with the course. You say, it's Otota.
It's one gay guy I met, so he was telling me how he gets himself back to base. He had to sit on top of the hotel or something for some minutes or 1 hour so that he should come back to the man. I said, I didn't know.
Boiling hot water.
Might not be boiling, but so shall heat. Maybe can sit on top of steaming water or something like
that. Steam is bumble. So shrink back.
I think so. I don't know. It doesn't work.
I ask you.
I don't know. I just said it. So I was like, hey, that's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah.
What's in a hot water? I'm waiting to hear.
The fact that everyone said hot water, I started laughing. What do you know about hot water?
What else will it be? We just finished talking about healing
okay.
You use hot water, press your knee. Maybe sorry. I like the Bentley, but for me, maybe thank you for the Bentley. Open your mouth, let me press you with hot water.
That's deep,
press for you. Maybe do you like the Bentley? Yes, I like. I'm so sorry. I think I had a scenario. I give you that scenario that I was like, imagine. Someone gave you $50,000.
Yeah.
And it came on out and I'll be massaging it and I'll be like, sorry. And so I'll be like, yeah, you didn't understand what I was saying.
I think I understand now.
You understand? I'll be like, what the lie with me? Why are you telling me sorry?
Yes, now because I'm the one that did not.
It's okay.
Okay, you're going to look the khaki.
Okay. Thank you for this Bentley. Thank you for the Bentley.
I swear.
Maybe shut up, look back here and press back.
As in there.
Just for every year. I'm sorry, eh? When you're shitting, be like, baby. You put your hand on the door of the toilet. Baby, I'm sorry.
Girls
don't go through anything, you know?
No, girls go through. No, not about us. Like, I mean, so girls do it for their boyfriends, that they have to kind of have sex. Alphas, they're like, alpha, I'm moving to go this place now.
I thought they don't
bust.
But sometimes I feel like they give them 50k.
I mean, why not?
It will allow another man to bust.
Just imagine you're not eating. You have eating, yeah. Just imagine you're staying in someone's house. You're going to pay rent. Or more, you need support. Business on the move. You're staying in someone's house. And you need to pay rent. You need to pay part of the rent because you're staying. Not every night, no.
No, be 50k every night, though.
Some
sleepover, not 50k.
That's what I'm saying. Every night, sleepover.
Don't be every night. Nice. Okay, the owner, they fuck them. The owner of the house, they fuck them.
Not the owner of the house. Where they are, those guys do their runs 50k every night.
Stop it.
Why is it stop it now? They happen now.
Lose their bonbon.
Do they care about that? The thing is, what my theory about that is, they are doing it because of money. It's not that they want pleasure, they want the money.
Thinking that they're fucking it.
They are, oh, more, this is not me, but telling the money.
They say, do you like it? I love it.
You have to say it now. You can't say, I love it.
You have to say, I love it.
Which one me?
You love it, yeah?
We could turn it to soprano voice. Let me try. I love it.
Yeah? Maybe.
No, it's not deep voice.
Both of them have deep voice. They are both alphas.
And what I'm saying is, at that point, the man might be telling him, just can you dress up like the person that wants to pay you the money, tell the guy, can you dress up like a baby?
Why are you not young? Yeah, okay, actually,
it depends. It depends on what he wants now. It was asshole. We are going to the people that was like,
yes.
I don't know.
I don't think he tells them to just wait. If he actually is attracted to guys and wants to bag that, he wants him to be himself.
Okay.
Like, so you so most guys in the suck dick now. Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know if it's most, but I mean, it's a higher percentage that's growing every day.
and you see them perfect
and
for party.
No, see your truth will expand.
Your truth will expand, you know.
Okay, I'm not supposed to judge you.
Open business, be a let up.
Now, be done. They pimp now. You know, see that business, they really
pimp like snake back. One thing that and this about men is when they start doing a particular thing, like this ducking for, they start to make it two guys sitting together, start a game of throwing stones at a wall. Before you know it, they turn it to international sports.
Like,
can you talk about guys?
That's a big thing.
That's a big thing. Mm. You get house for it. They do things. You get and contribute and do. Mm. And I said that's what guys do.
Yeah. Yeah, I can really.
You turn it to the sports or something that you enjoy more.
Mm.
They will have communities, groups within it.
Mm.
They'll turn it, they'll structure it well. Because guys are good at structuring things, like they're builders.
Mm.
So, this gay guy, lacking straight guy.
Mm.
Straight guy, lacking gay guy for bar. Then structure it and turn it to business.
Mm.
And then they'll gaslight themselves to the point that you're like, they're not gay, they're just for money.
Mm.
How far is your friend available tonight?
Okay, he's going to be available. Okay.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Do you have in that same community? They'll have people that do aftercare.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Part of that, she miracle.
Part of that specialist.
They'll take you.
Part of that therapist. Who therapist?
Yeah, okay. Well, after I finish, God, this my boy's not, but he does aftercare. You're saying fine.
And a full value chain.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's why you guys structure it well. Since one business. Please.
But I think everybody does that if it's a thing. If it's profitable, if it's
men mostly do that.
What do you mean that when they have such a
they don't structure it that make it a thing. Like women, for example, women, let's use an example, some women like going for brunch. They don't create a community of brunchers.
Are you sure?
They just go for brunch. That's just it. Just keep going for brunch.
Community of brunchers.
Like, you don't create, like, okay. You can imagine you guys love find out that brunch is amazing, right? They can start turning into a structure like, oh, we have a discount with certain places that will do brunching. There'll be a leader of the brunch clan that will. You guys like.
Tell them more, like, it was something like a woman thing.
It's not. It's you guys that do it. Look at all the sports. Oh, it just started from you guys like doing this particular game.
Sports.
Let's, for example, no sport. You don't even say sports. How does sport generate from? A lot of things in polite. Like, for example, there's something I train on TikTok now. A guy is throwing bottles down the stairs. And it has content in it. And it breaks. It's satisfying to watch, right? Now, there's another guy that started doing that same content, but in a different way. Instead of throwing the bottle down the stairs, he's using a very heavy metal ball thing to throw, like bowling ball, like it's a small ball. So he lights the bottles up filled with like beer or whatever.
Really?
He has this reel, right? He has this reel thing that he
slide it down.
Then he hits the bottle and the bottle hits.
That just sounds fun.
Yes.
What about the first
one? Yeah, that one is more fun than the first one. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? No.
I want to play, it's not like structure or anything.
That's what I'm saying. You like it, right? You want to play. You like that. You want to play. Somebody wants. When you guys don't do it intentionally, you just try to make it comfortable for you guys. Find out loopholes and then fill those loopholes. Sorry, you find out holes. Is it loopholes or like?
Yeah, loopholes. Yeah.
And then fill those loopholes with things that okay, there's a problem here. That's okay. Okay, let me break it down for you now. So the guys in the backyard, right? You can see because they can power wash it. Yeah. Great. So you guys play. It's a game that you want to play, right? Sweet. Now. A lot of people want to also watch because it's interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I can play it. It's interesting to watch, right? They're not. You guys are now seeing that a lot of people wanted to watch this. Why don't we get cheats?
Okay.
Then they don't realize that we need people to quick. They need to be cleaning up quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And clean up so that he will know.
Okay.
Which you see, Martin's broke the yellow jar. The jar of yellow content in it, we know that we see how much it splashed. We know that Mattis is the one that fired it higher.
Structure.
Yeah. So therefore, we need to washing the floor every time for anybody plays. So we need people that will be power washing it. So say, okay, you start by sweeping it. It's not fast enough. Say, let's bring power wash in. So before you know it, has turned into a whole spot where the guys that will quickly power wash, like where they change tires. You guys do that in love.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
And you don't need to touch it. Just do it to make it comfortable for you guys. You have guys that are selling beer, drink.
To be vendors.
Yeah, just make it comfortable. That's what you guys like to.
Yeah, I think I'm done with my questions for the men.
So that's our whole conversation for meals. On to the next segment. That's so dramatic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so dramatic.
I don't really see more funny character. I'm confused.
So I'll be playing him.
And why is it?
This resourceful and determined. You'll be playing.
I'm playing Felix, mid-30s, curious and adventurous. Then there's a funny thing here.
I'll be playing Bally's. But Bally's in a non-speaking, so...
Non-speaking what?
It's in... So it's a non-speaking role, so there'll be no need to
what
play
is
it.
What is Bally?
It's
like, what is it?
Is it somebody?
Is a lie. Bally's is a mysterious baboon with corny eyes. Baboon, no? So there's human being and baboon in this tale.
Three of us are going to play the role. I think
three of us.
Two of us are going to play role. And it...
I'm taking Kendra.
Yeah, yes, you are.
Yes.
This one is called Love Unleashed, a comedy of peculiar bonds. Playing Felix, mid-30, quirky and suspicious.
Kendra, mid-30s, Felix's wife, caring and witty.
Yeah, and I'm playing Baboon. Barley's a loving baboon with exaggerated expression.
So Baboon is going to talk today. Ah. Colorful living scene. A colorful living room with Felix and Kendra sitting on the couch.
Kendra, there's something.
No, the voice.
Kendra, something peculiar I need to talk to you about. I've been thinking about these wild thoughts that you might be having a secret romance with somebody else.
Felix, darling, you have been watching too many soap operas.
I didn't know Kendra was her name.
I promise you, I'm as faithful as a cat to a warm windowsill.
But Kendra, I saw you spending time with someone and it wasn't just anyone. It was a big, hairy banana eating someone.
I recommend it. Felix, that was Bally's. It's just a friend, a special one, I admit, but not in the way you're thinking.
Bally's? A friend? You mean a human friend?
No, dear. I mean Bally's, the baboon. He's hilarious as the best listener. But don't worry, he's not my secret lover.
Felix's hilarious attempt to spy on Kendra and Bally's leads to comical mishaps. That's it. Operation Baboon Watch is in motion.
I think they said himself.
That's it. Operation Baboon Watch is in motion. Kendra discovers Felix's spying antics and decides to play along.
Ah, this girl is wicked. Waving at the bush.
Hi there, Mr. Bush. Enjoying the view?
I don't know. It just looks like that baboon is 6 inches deep in you.
But the baboon is 6 inches in you.
I don't know. That's not what he wrote. Oh, just enjoying some fresh air, you know. Nature and all, while watching him deep throat you.
So, are you jealous of Bally's, huh? Should I be worried about some monkey business?
Monkey business? More like baboon shenanigans. But I'm into you, Mrs. Kendra. No sticking around with Bally's, especially no cocking him down.
Oh, the road here.
Oh.
Felix finally meets Bally's face to face.
Hey, Bally's, right? Nice to meet you. Please, can you...
No, follow the script. You can almost fuck me. Grow with you.
See, if you don't allow me to do my role, I'll mock
you. Yeah, I'll allow you.
Close your eyes.
Yeah.
You're fucking on this dick.
Hey, Bally's. Nice to meet you. I hope you understand that Kendra is my number one lady, and even though I would like to be punks and flunks by you,
giving Felix a thumbs up and goofy grin.
Okay, but
if as Felix spends time with Bally's while getting absolutely destroyed by Bally's extremely big fucking baboon penis, realize that the baboon charms him on irresistibly.
You know what's funny? You're not single smiling, you're saying I'm dick. That's what's wrong right now. What's wrong with you?
Fuck, Bally's fucked me so good. Bally's, you cheeky monkey, you a charmer. I can see why Kendra loves you so much, bro. Fuck, bro. My fucking asshole. I need hot water. I need Jimmy to come. What the fuck is happening? Twerk tries to impress Balis by squinting and opening his asshole multiple times and throwing feces all over himself while dancing in a funny way. Felix dancing around. Look, Balis, you like how I work fucking grind on this table with my fucking ass while smearing shit on it, huh? You like shit, huh? You like it nasty, huh? You fucking monkey dance like I do for you, huh? You wanna try to? Balis imitating Felix dance while laughing. Felix finally confides in Kendra about his newfound fondness of Balis. Felix grins.
Kendra, you know what? Can I adore Balizu? He has fucked the shit out of me.
He's a baboon, like no other.
Oh,
I understand where you're coming from, my G.
Sorry.
Felix, I knew you'd come around. Balizu has an effect on people.
I don't know, man. Should we fucking together? The three of them spend time together, forming an absurd, yet dick warming bond. And
you guys, can I be honest with you guys? This girl is mad. Pamela is mad. Anything that was porn related was not even in the script. She made it by herself. Oh. Let's just put it out there. And she's looking at the phone as she's reading it. It's on her head, though. Meanwhile, I just stay on the watch. The girl is mad.
Did you enjoy That's So Dramatic?
No. Yes.
Should we do another last one?
No. Yes. Okay, let's do improv.
Okay.
Without script.
All right.
But it's Bali, Felix, and Kendra.
Oh, okay. So what? Okay. So what's the storyline?
Felix and Kendra are going to for camping.
Oh, what's the plot? What happened? Like, okay, improv. Okay, cool. Okay. This, what's the scene?
So they're going to the camp. They're going to camp for
camp waka waka.
Yeah. Anything you want to call them.
All right, cool. I know. I'm Kendra. I want to be Felix.
Yeah, I know you want to be Felix. Seems like it. Be Felix.
Ah, fuck. Kendra, your ass is like crazy on this hike. Can't wait to get the cabin and fuck you, man.
Felix, hold yourself now. People are here, who are watching, not only us that hike.
Yeah, let them watch, man. I will wait when they watch. Balis, you want to join in?
But
Balis is not even here.
Exactly, they climb mountain with us.
You can know he's at the top.
Fuck, I don't like it. It won't matter. I don't fucking care if they watch, man. Fuck you. I'm here right now. I want them to watch.
So you want to just die? You cannot be patient. Hold yourself, man. Let's go to the top first.
See what I hear about you women. You fucking women. Fuck, let me go to my podcast and express this. Felix appears in the podcast randomly. See, women are fucking picking
voice. Carl Pig eating. If you're watching this, just imagine the cartoon form.
Women are fucking bitches. I wanted to fuck my bitch, and she's telling me, wait, why is Kendra getting
angry? No, Kendra not getting angry.
You got angry.
I said, calm down, we're at the mountain top. Now let's go to the top first.
Wait, I can't wait. Grabs the dick down, shakes it vigorously.
Bondi, what climb you die, you?
I can't mind. Death turns me on.
Hey, Felix, I'm not sure this can work out though.
I want to walk you out.
Oh God, this girl is mad.
I'm gonna give you a fine workout. I'm gonna give you a fine workout, huh?
No, okay, I hear you. I enjoy your fine workouts, but you know that right now we need to get to the top at least. Do you understand? Please just wait now.
Fuck.
Please
keep up. Alright.
Oh.
When I got to the top, you don't see Balis on top of the mountain.
Fuck. Balis. I saw you in the club last night. You were doing some naughty things with that monkey dance. Come here now.
Felix, what are you talking about?
Jesus, don't want to fuck. You don't want to fuck the form now. Where have come from? Fuck monkey.
Jesus, Felix. I don't think we are a match.
Kendra, to be honest, what do you identify as?
I mean, woman.
If you said monkey, I would knock you, ladies.
Felix, is everything all right? Felix, what's wrong with you today? Felix, this is how we're talking before we came out. What happened? What did you take?
See, I don't know.
I didn't know.
See, I didn't know Kendra was just a fucking bitch. Like,
yes,
Stockholm. Wait.
Felix, you're scaring me.
Kendra, we also ask one question. Are you a Deeper Life member?
No, I don't go to church. I'm just saying, like,
hey, but
I'm the dirty girl.
So you're bad girl.
Right? You right. Well, no, something wrong with you. You're the black monkey.
Baddies, baddies. I've seen baddies behind.
Is red.
Baboon.
Red hash.
I actually meant to say gory. Ah, fuck. This is a trick. I was just ready to speak about the gorilla.
You're bad. You're bad. You're a gorilla. No one was. What's wrong with you?
Who's that? Because I have the top you.
Oh,
I don't get
it. They got it on. Do you have the dumpy?
Big ash.
Yeah.
Dumpy.
Dump truck. And I get the camp. Everybody's putting down their load. There's a fire that just passes by. Her name is Samantha.
Mm-hmm. It's Felix that is on Samantha. It's Felix to everybody. Something's wrong with him.
Samantha is so fucking sexy and she's walking by. Kendra just looks up and looks twice and she can't stop looking at Samantha. What does Kendra say?
Ah, like you're so hot. Oh, Felix, I'm coming back.
Coming to what box for where?
I want to go say hi to the girl. I'll bring her for you too. For where? I don't know what. Samantha, wait. Hi, nice to meet you. My name is Kendra.
Oh, hi. I was a man.
Nice to meet you. So, did you come alone?
No, I came with my... It's gonna sound crazy, but I came with my chimpanzee, Larry's.
What did it happen for this fucking Nigerian now? My husband like baboon, he's a big chimpanzee. So...
Oh, wait. Kendra, your name is Kendra, right?
Yeah.
Kendra, are you from Nigeria?
My mom is from Nigeria. My mother is from...
Well, why are you doing here? Because this is in the United States.
No. I'm not lying for you. They can be free visa. Make a call.
Why are you talking to me? What do you need?
I just see for fun. And I'm just saying.
My Felix appears from nowhere. Ah. Grabs Samantha's ass.
Oh.
Ah, fuck. What's your name?
No. No. You can see that Pamela is bad.
That's the end of this episode. I know it was messy, but her.
Oh, messy, beautiful, and long.
So I guess I didn't pass Felix now.
Is you.
I feel like Felix is like an aggressive.
Yes.
I don't know, I'm just getting the vibe that Felix
is aggressive.
Sexual.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Misogynistic.
Mm-hmm.
So Kendra is my life. But I can't.
She's not in my life, she's my life.
Let's get to this person.
No, is that not it? She wants to have sex, but she's worried that people are already mad and into baboons.
She would not have sex on the trail. That's the problem.
No, first of all, it was a mountain. Hey, calm down now. What are you worried this one?
Should I not face tonight?
No, all of you are mad. Felix is mad.
I hope you guys had. That's the end of this episode. Bye, guys. We just wasted our time talking rubbish.
No.
For the past
acting 30 minutes.
30 minutes. It's a very long episode.
I swear I like it.
Bye, guys. This talk show.
Guys, it was a wonderful episode. Hope you like Kendra. I would like Felix. I hope you like Marlies. And Samantha. My favorite is obviously Samantha. What's the favorite? This is Felix.
Samantha is your favorite.
Yes, because I see people like Felix.
Samantha pulls out the gun and sticks it up in her. To be continued. Bye, guys.
As in.